The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. That's YouCanRunInternational.com and find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. We're actually coming live, well, let me put it this way, about 8 states away from where we were the day before yesterday. And we'll share more details as they transpire.
We're actually north of some places, south of other places, east of other places, and even west of other
places. I like that. Dude, you are a thinker. And again, this is what makes the Sons of Liberty head and shoulders above the rest of any other radio program out there.
I think people would like to see us dance once in a while.
Well, I don't think that.
Not yet.
No, I don't think they'd want to see that.
No,
it's not. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to go to our Facebook, you can do that as well. Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on my Facebook. Tons of posts constantly inundating that website and feeding that monster to keep you abreast as to what's going on out there in your country. And we're not just giving you the bad news, friends. We're giving you the answers as well. And what it takes to win the freedoms that America needs. We need resolve. We need justice in this land. And we want to bring about the resolve. And we want to show you, America, that it can be done and that it is being done all over the country. Because freedom is contagious. Aside of that, the lines are today inaccessible again because we have been called out of town. And so here we be. And we'll tell you more about this probably tomorrow, hopefully, friends. But again, the phone lines are inaccessible. And before we get going with handing it over to the other guy, I thought it was interesting because when we got to this hotel room, the first thing I noticed, I'm in the southern states, by the way, friends. That's what I will tell you. But I just went and looked at the propaganda being thrown on the American people. And isn't it interesting, too? Every single morning you wake up, there is a USA Today plastered on your doormat. Every single hotel room. You're not even having to pay for it, friends. No. Isn't that interesting? Someone's paying for this.
CNN in the lobby.
Indoctrination. Yeah, I don't understand that. But you know what it says on the front page of the paper? Divided we now stand. This is all purposed. Divided we all now stand. Who does that work for? Well, the system doesn't work. We need to fix it. Yeah, you're right. We need reformation. We need to go back to God's 10 commandments so we don't have to tolerate man's 10,000 commandments, right? Uh-huh. I mean, I agree with that, don't you?
I agree with that.
And you know what's interesting? So what I did is I just kind of looked through it because it's always, you always know what you're going to get when you open this garbage up. Propaganda that's being pushed from the White House, oh, by the way, which is closed down to the American people.
Yeah.
And I just kind of scrolled through this paper, and it's interesting, right on page 8A, it says this, it says opinion, and it shows a bunch of women holding up, well, they're at a shooting range. They got their guns up in the air shooting at targets, right? Sure. And you know what it says on the USA Today, friends, just propaganda because you're getting it all across the boards today. You know what it says? It says, your right to be free from fear of guns.
Okay.
Really? Well, as long as you're not, hey, listen, as long as you're not committing a crime, you don't have to worry about anybody aiming a gun at you, right?
I would fear a criminal.
And if you are an armed individual and the criminal wants to go ahead and assail you or affront you, then guess what? He's the one that's going to fear.
That's right.
And that's how it is put into proper perspective, friends, and don't ever forget it.
Fear's good. Fear of guns is a good thing.
Yes, it is.
That's why we have a Second Amendment.
Very much.
In fact, I just posted this on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. A mother was sleeping in her bed. Somebody drunk, some drunk idiot, busts in with a gun. She screams at the man. It kind of startled him. She runs into her closet, grabs a shotgun, fires three shots at the guy as he's running out of her
house. What did the criminal think? There's a bunch of dead people in the house? Or
I don't know. He was a drunk idiot with a gun. How would this mother, laying in her bed, defend herself from a drunk idiot with a gun?
Well, with a gun.
With a gun.
How about an AR-15? That'll probably do the job.
Hey, you know what? Posted a story about that, too. Excellent marksmanship. An AR-15 just brought down a criminal.
Amen.
And an innocent person survived.
Of course.
I love that story.
Of course. Vladimir Lenin knew, too, Jake.
Yes,
and so did the mob within the United States when they continuously warned the people. Listen, if the criminal or if the person that they were going to assail had a gun, we couldn't commit the crime.
That's right.
They'll tell you that.
Yep.
Vladimir Lenin himself said that I can control 100 people with one gun.
Yeah.
And what is that gun, the AR-15.
Yep.
And isn't it interesting? He's arming in America. This criminal in office is arming people within the confines of supposed government, constitutional government, which in fact it's not at all.
Through
the DHS, my friends, he's already broken the law, and he's arming the people that with the guns that he himself is trying to eradicate.
Exactly.
Isn't that interesting? Sounds like familiar, like through what is that, Fast and Furious and Benghazi?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so now we're on to the third assault from this administration against the American people. Because the American people sat down on the first assault.
That's right.
So here we go for the second assault, Benghazi. Now here's another one. And as I've said to you so many times before, friends, it's time to draw the line in the sand and say no more. And impeachment is necessary, friends. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely vital right now to your country. Impeachment. How much further, I've asked this question to the American people 1,000 times, how much further does this administration have to go before you finally figure out that he is assailing you on a daily basis, friends? Everything that you are.
Yep.
And he's only being encouraged again and again and again and again. And if it doesn't work, he'll just circumvent. He'll go around the law, which he's always done. That's why he's got czars. That's why he's got... Yeah, that's exactly right. And just keep things in closed committees, which is completely unlawful, friends, in every sense of the word. Namely, the topics that he has continuously tried to cover up.
Yep, and those topics, you
crimes.
Can look behind them, and you can see exactly what is being perpetrated upon the American people. It is crime. It's nothing different.
That's right. That's right.
It's not confusion. It's not, he's a liberal, and that's what liberals do. This is crime. When you attack a foundation of a society, namely their law, you are a criminal.
That's right.
Doesn't matter if you have a badge on.
No, I guess in America
office.
Now when the government does it, it's permissible. Yeah, but when the American people do it, then it's a crime.
Yep. That sounds
How
like,
does that work?
That sounds like we're not in America anymore.
You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break. We will be talking about how God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, but I'm still trying to find that in Scripture.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You got Bradley and Jake. Now, Jake, I didn't hand it over to you yet, so you just need to kind of zip it up here.
I'm going to seal it till the time.
Let me say this, and then I'll hand it over to the other guy really quick. We now live in a nation where doctors destroy health. They've created a bureaucracy. Where lawyers destroy justice. They've created a bureaucracy. And the way they create bureaucracy is they get away from the law, friends. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The press destroys information, and they give out and pass out disinformation like it's candy to kids in a candy store. And religion destroys morals, and our banks destroy the economy. So we're sitting in it today, and folks, we can't sit and wonder as to what the problem is. It always comes to taking responsibility and fighting for the freedoms that God has given us.
And that's what you hear every single day on this radio show. As a matter of fact, more of it, because News with Views just broke Bradley's latest column this morning, actually last night if you're on the West Coast. Bullies in the Newsroom. Again, on News with Views, posted it to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can always find the columns. We're posting them on a daily basis there. One of the quotes by Ralph Waldo Emerson was, "Democracy becomes a government of bullies tempered by editors." And what happens in a society when that happens? Can we trust the press? Of course not. And if they're what we're relying upon to temper our government, and the two are hand in glove, as you see, as you just read in the USA Today, as you see it's on every single hotel floor when you get out and you check out in the room, there it is sitting there. CNN is up on the screen. Everybody knows.
I do not understand that for the life of me. Is there something like...
Everybody knows.
Some alliance or something, or what?
I'd say.
Stupidity.
I'd say. As a matter of fact, the alliance is out there. New York Times broke this. We talked about it. But if you go into this, you'll find a video. This goes much deeper than that, folks. There was an alliance created with the media and with government, with special interests, and the love of money is the root of all evil. And Bradley has an awesome video that ties you back with Oscar Calloway, who was a congressman once in the early 1900s, and he talks about Mr. Steel Tycoon and very bad, bad man, Mr. Help me with his name. The Steel Tycoon.
Oh, J.P. Morgan, I'm sorry.
J.P. Morgan. Yeah. He amassed all this wealth, and he wanted to find out what it took to run the policy of the press in America. Not a newspaper, the whole entire thing. So he found all you had to do was to buy a certain number of major newspaper editors and buy that policy, control that policy, and all the little guys just feed off of it. That's what you're going to find in this video.
Yeah, all coming from the same source.
That's right.
If you wonder why you get the same news from ABC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, whatever the outlet might be, they're all reporting, folks, the same things and the same content because they're all deriving them from the same source.
That's right.
Common sense.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Is the only lesson of history to be that mankind is unteachable? Is it? Is that the history of mankind? Because if we go down in history, friends, we go down in history, this country goes down in history as a defeated foe because of ignorance and willful ignorance. Mm-hmm. Because we have plenty of information in this country. We know who the enemy is. And I was sharing with someone that we met with this morning. And I had to tell this individual, I said, do you guys realize the numbers that you're contending with? It's the state-run media going hand in glove with the propaganda being pushed from this administration. The numbers are so nil, friends. You're going to stand there on Judgment Day, rest assured, and say it's him that deceived the nations? Mm-hmm. Folks, it's all a lie. Mm-hmm. It's all being promulgated through deception.
Yep.
That's all I can say. This morning, I got up. Last night, I read, before I went to bed. I'm saying this backwards. But I read the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. And I did, it's really short, friends, but I read it probably five or six times. Last night and this morning. And I want you to listen carefully. It says, when in the course of human events, this is the Declaration of Independence, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature gods entitle them. I wanted to know what the word entitlement meant. It meant to derive from and given from God in his oversight and God ordained.
Yeah.
So God entitling them means when we have rights, we have to fall in line with the God that created and gave those rights unto us. I go on. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. I'm reading the Declaration of Independence, July 4, 1776. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. Equal under what? Equal under the one that gave us the rights, my friends. Not equal in the sense that we can go ahead and do what we want to do because we're all mankind.
Yep.
Don't ever forget, friends, that sin is moral, not physical.
Yep.
Sin is moral, not physical.
That's the analogy of the equal rights, but not equal outcomes. What they've tried to do now is taken the outcomes. They've taken God created man the way that they are.
Yeah.
Certain men don't
those
want
that
to
obey
apply.
The law and those that don't obey the law.
But the ones that don't want to obey the law say, well, we want an equal outcome as those that do obey the law.
Well, then why don't you obey the laws like everybody else has to obey the laws to walk in those rights that God gave us? Common sense, right? Yeah. I go on. They are endowed by their creator. So where did your rights come from?
Yep.
Your creator was certain unalienable rights. They're not transferable. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. This is setting it straight, friends. Deriving this government in this country derives their just powers from the consent of you, the governed, friends. That when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, this is what you're seeing today, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new governments. Laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to effect their safety and happiness. Is it to your safety, friends, that this government disarms you while they commit crimes?
No, not even close.
I go on. Prudence, indeed, the way of wisdom, friends, indeed, will dictate the government's long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. Causes, friends, and accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. but when a long train of abuses and usurpations, hello America, pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, this is exactly what our forefathers were warning us of, friends. That's what this purpose document is given to us for. It is the American people's right. It is their duty to throw off unlawful government and to provide new guards for their future security and for your posterity, friends. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King George of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, hello, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world, and then they begin to tell you of the usurpations committed by the king. Page after page after page after page. And by the way, this administration has far surpassed, my friends.
You know what? And if you take just the beginning of that, and we talked about this in class one of the Constitution course, the presuppositions. Before we started talking about grievances, because in the past in Europe, many people had the mindset, well, the king is God's representative. Therefore, what the king says is the law. Therefore, the king is law. So all of these grievances, people would say, well, sure, we don't like it, but what can we do? The king is law. That is not the truth. The Constitution, the American view, the biblical American view that we have in this country that makes us Americans, that does not make us Russians, it doesn't make us any other country in Europe. It makes us Americans. There is a God. He's our creator. Our rights come from him, not man. Therefore, if our rights come from him, the laws to protect those rights come from him. The purpose of government is to protect those rights. Now let's go on with our grievances.
But isn't it in fact, Jake, to sit there and advocate or to overlook the allotment of the usurpations committed by this administration towards the American people, then you are justifying the crime rather than the right that God gave you in the first place.
That's right.
Instead of so really what it comes down to, those that go with the flow are just as guilty before God as the one that's committing the crimes against them.
Well, let's even look at that. The ones that are actually committing the physical crimes are a minority. The ones that are going with the flow that are allowing it are the majority. Are the majority. So who's actually more to blame? It's not the few that are committing the crimes. It's the many who could easily overcome those criminals.
Yes. Yeah.
It's no different than a situation if a man goes and robs a store. He doesn't have a gun. The police officer comes in with a gun, fully able to apprehend this criminal, but he chooses not to.
Yes, yes.
The responsibility lies in him.
I'm sorry. That is the great wonder of the age in America. And the foreign countries around the world are putting their hopes into an American people that will stand up saying, you are our last great hope. Yeah. You need to get back to the Constitution and your foundations.
Yep.
You are called the light of the world for the purposes of we know who your God is. Mm-hmm. We know who he is. You're known by your enemies.
Yep.
You really are.
That's right.
And we know who our enemies are because of who our God is.
Yep.
He's the one that established law. If they're at war with God of heaven in Jesus' name because of his established law,
because
he is holy, because he's not a God that can lie. I mean, look at other faith friends. It's okay for them to lie. It's okay for them to have other gods.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay for them to do other things only in a hopes to justify themselves rather than resting in the sacrifice when Jesus said, it is finished. Mm-hmm. We'll come back. We'll talk about this. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, radio.com, Sons of Liberty, radio.com. You'd like to check me out on my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
No, this is great information. Friends, listen to this. I'm going to make 2 points. I'm going to shoot it back over to the other guy really quick. There are 1,500 newspapers. There's 1,100 magazines. There's 9,000 radio stations, 1,500 TV stations, 2,400 publishers. They're all owned by only three corporations. Is that great information? Fact.
That shows that, you know, and that goes on to your last column.
That's right.
Oscar Kelly, when he was busting this open with Mr. Steel Tycoon
in 1917, himself. By
That's
the
right.
way.
Yep. He could have only dreamed of this kind of monopoly over mm-hmm. the media. I mean, you know, the other, we were in New York. I can't remember if it was 2 years ago or when it was, but we were walking past the Nickelodeon building, and it didn't even occur to me, but they're owned by the same company as MTV. And I'm sure there's more conglomerates stuffed in that
yep.
one, but that's,
yep.
I mean, from cradle to grave.
Yeah.
They're controlling the entertainment of people.
Sure.
You know,
well, that makes sense. You got to give it over
sense.
To one mind, right, and one power. But Jake, I wanted to highlight that point. I want to get back to the Declaration of Independence. Tyranny, when someone in the executive branch says he has the right to kill you without due process,
yeah.
folks, is that a tyrant?
Mm-hmm.
Does that define a tyrant? Because that's what's happening
yep.
today in your country through two criminals
yep.
and his administration. Namely, Barack Hussein Obama, who everybody knows is a criminal.
Yep.
And then he's got his little sidekick, Eric Holder,
yep.
attorney of the DOJ, Department of Injustice.
That's right.
Right. So they're advocating the fact that it's okay for them to go ahead and legally kill anybody they want through drone strikes
mm-hmm.
and call it legal.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, this is what we're talking about right now. This is not going to happen. This is happening right now.
And what is
how far does this individual need to go before America wakes up to the fact that we're talking about you? You've been so desensitized with foreign news and third world news that, folks, you think it's third world news, and we're telling you what this criminal in this administration is doing today on a daily basis. I'm not talking about a third world country. I'm talking about America. Yeah. He just shut his doors on the American people. Folks, the White House doesn't belong to him. It belongs to you.
That's right.
It does not belong to him. And this whole sequester thing is nothing but extortion. That's all this is. Do as I say or else I'll play the victim and then I'll blame you.
Yep.
Nothing new under the sun. That goes back to totalitarianism and communism, and that's exactly what these people act out.
Do they act like your servants? I mean, is your life better as a result of them?
Not at all.
The Declaration of Independence prescribes what we are to do in this specific situation, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations, you know, I think sometimes people think that Obama is just a blabbering idiot like Piers Morgan.
No.
No, he is the, as the President of the United States, he's the Commander-in-Chief. He directs the armed forces, folks. He has guns.
Yes.
And they aren't just, it's not just some, like I said, blabbering idiot like Piers Morgan making a fool out of himself. There's actually consequences to what this president does.
Yeah.
Piers' ratings go down and people become desensitized, but nothing physical happens to them. We're talking about a president and a DOJ who's in charge of administrating the justice of our country.
Yeah, which is not doing that. He's doing just the
contrary.
He's blaming the people that want to uphold the law.
That's right.
So, in other words, he stands in contradiction of his position in your government, friends.
He's protecting, you know, and I can't get onto that topic right now, but I do want to talk about what's going on with Planned Parenthood in the schools, but because it ties into this. But I want to go directly to what the Declaration of Independence says. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, I don't know how much more clearer it can get. We posted a video just yesterday. We went to a Bass Pro Shop, looked at the shelves. They're empty. There's no ammo left. There's very few guns. Who's creating that environment? This president.
Yeah.
It is their right. The Declaration says, oh, it's my right. I can do it if I want to. Then there's a comma. It says, it is their duty to throw off such government. When God gave the Ten Commandments, he said to Moses and to the children of Israel, I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of bondage.
Out of bondage. Confronting the Pharaoh, Moses did, the meekest man that was ever born of, well, he was the meekest man alive.
That's right. And then what does he say after that? You shall have no other gods before me. What is he, what's symbolic? Who was the God the Israelites had before God? Well, Pharaoh, he was the God, right?
Yeah.
Our founders took that exact approach. Hey, you know what? When God delivered Moses from Pharaoh, he said, I'm your God, not the other gods, not Pharaoh, not any of those gods, not King George. I am the Lord your God that brought you. We have been brought from bondage. The Declaration of Independence is a blood-bought document.
Yes, it is.
And we exist now in the liberty that we have because of that blood that was shed and that precedent that was shed, ultimately following the example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God says, you shall have no other gods before me. It is our duty.
Just to interject more information into the topic as to what we're talking about right now, an individual within government who stood up rightly today, actually it was on 3-6-2013, said no president has the right to say that he is the judge, jury, and execution. Listen, no president has the right to say that he is a judge, jury, and the executioner, friends. This is being declared from the floor, friends, right now.
That's the list of grievances in the Declaration.
This is exactly right.
He controlled the judicial system, he controlled the judges, and he controlled the juries.
This is exactly what Tyrant George did.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
He bought and paid for everybody that was sat in his administration.
And so,
they were all bought and paid for.
So as a matter of overcoming that tyranny, men bled and lost their lives. What? So that we could repeat the process by just giving it up? There's not...
What can we do about it, man? There's only 312 million of us.
I just don't know.
I don't either.
Just like you said, if you're not going to do, somebody's going to do.
Yeah.
These kids, and if I can I shift topics to this Planned Parenthood?
Okay, wait. I wanted to finish this point, okay? We, therefore, the representatives, this is the end of the Declaration of Independence, after the use of occupations committed by Tyrant King George. He said, we therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress, assembled appealing to the supreme judge of the world. You notice how nobody ever, when debating, when you get an idiot in a debate, the first thing they do is they evade the facts, friends.
Take
and what did he
away.
Say? Yep. The supreme judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions do in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies solemnly publish and declare that these united colonies are and of a right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown, the tyrant King George, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy power. I'm sorry, to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may have a right do, and for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. That's what makes them good men. They were willing to lay everything down, friends, and they did it. And here we are, 237 years later, talking about the documentation that was given unto us. They warned us. These are documents of warning. These are very prophetic, friends, and here we are today.
You know, and you just brought up, that's a blood-bought document. There's nothing you can add to that.
You actually brought that up, but you're right.
We've received that. You brought up the gentleman who stood up and said, no president can be the judge, the jury, and the sentencer, right? Or something. I'm probably butchering. Yeah. When I hear that, I think to myself, yes!
No, but
I got to stand behind that, man. He's actually doing his duty. That's the least of what we should expect from our representative.
That's exactly right.
But I see leadership, and I say, well, how can I follow that?
How come it's not 545 people doing that?
I know. Why isn't it? I mean, look at the majority we supposedly have in the House.
The good guys in your country, friends, are the ones that are in trouble. Have you not figured that much out?
Right.
It's the ones that the media attacks on a 24/7 basis. Those are the guys that are really working for your freedoms,
that's right.
Friends.
That's right. And as people, and they do nitpick or find fault with, what they're doing is they're finding fault with the own shield that is going to protect them.
Let me ask you something. Let's just come into common sense here, okay? Let's operate in this realm for a minute. When has Barack Hussein Obama and his administration ever wrong, according to the press? You don't hear from the state-run press. You hear from the people that know their rights.
That's right.
And yet,
he's the president.
Yep. And then who's the state-run media attacking? Those that know their rights.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. And tell the story of Bartlett, or the guy, the representative out in Maryland, Jake.
Oh,
we spent a little time with him.
Yeah, Roscoe
Bartlett.
Roscoe from Maryland. We went to visit him, and he was talking about the Constitution. He always carried one in his front pocket. He was quoting it on the House floor. A court reporter came up to him and said, Mr. Bartlett, where did you get that information from?
I kid you negative.
Is this a court reporter who's in there every single day reporting on what's going on with your lawmakers, didn't even know the Constitution because it is never talked about on the floor?
Yep, and most people look at us. You know, I would venture to say, Jake, 75% of the stuff that we say, I think people sometimes think we're being facetious about it. I'll tell you when I'm being facetious about it. But case in point, I'm not being facetious.
No.
And you can see there's no joke about it.
That's right.
And this is exactly what's going on. Oh, in every sense of the word.
The fruit of it.
Yes.
You know, and that... We're going through the Constitution right now. We're bringing it step by step, week by week. ConstitutionChorus.com. You can find it on the website. And I've shared this comment, but this just so impacted me, and I think it's so important for you to hear. Maybe you're a first-time listener. One of the people that comes to the Constitution course is a veteran. He said, I've always understood liberty as a veteran.
Yes.
But then he said, after reading the Constitution, after you just read the Declaration of Independence, Bradley, people, you need to understand that the freedom you feel right now, you should be feeling so much more than that. He said, I finally understood how free I should feel. And people feel now what oppressive measures and oppressive presidents and things like that and administrations do, is they make you feel guilty for desiring freedom. Don't take that on. That's not yours. We're a blood-bought nation.
Yes.
If you go back to the Bible, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. There's no exceptions. It's been blood-bought. It's his to give. Same thing in this country.
Yes.
Our founders passed it on to us because it was theirs, because they suffered for it, taking the example of Christ.
I thought it was really good what you just did, and I don't think you even realize what you just did. You just used the law as a schoolmaster to bring them under the Constitution. See, the Constitution teaches you, friends, how to save your country. Mm-hmm. The fear that's being thrown on you 24/7 through other outlets, my friends,
yep.
they're teaching you fear how to save your own butt.
That's right.
We don't want you to save your own butt. We want you to save your country and give your posterity a future and a hope.
Amen.
And the way that you do that is when you learn your Constitution and your Bible. Yep. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be back right after this break.
This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, the Constitution, when you do your due diligence, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. The Constitution teaches you how to save your country. The fear that man pushes on you and inundates you with crime and injustice that this government commits teach you through fear how to save your butts. Let's do it this way, friends. Let's save our country first, and then our butts will come through with it.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I think it only makes
That's
sense.
That's a responsible answer right there.
If I save my butt and my country falls, my butt's going to fall right with it.
That's right.
That's an obvious.
Yeah.
And that's why Christ says to you, seeks to save his life,
Amen.
Shall lose it.
Yes.
If you're following the example of Christ, you are losing your life. You're fighting against not only your own flesh, but you're fighting against the world. And like our founders, they did this. I loved the ending of the Declaration of Independence. They wrote a great document. It was eloquent. It flowed. It combined biblical language with natural law, with the philosophy that the people understood of government at that particular time. But at the end, all of that aside, the most powerful thing, as we said, we pledge our lives our fortunes and our sacred honor. In other words, we believe in these words so much. We're not trying to sell a book here, get popular, get famous. We're banking our lives on it.
Well, remember Ben Franklin said we're either going to be hanged.
That's right. We either hang together or we'll hang separately.
That's exactly right.
Right on the money. It's simple to put, but that's
the power. And he also said that we've given you a republic if you can keep it.
That's right.
And so here we are. Yes, we can keep it, friends. We can keep it.
Yeah, nobody else can keep it. This is our republic. It's us personally.
See, but that's where that big brother scenario comes in. Even for people to call the government big brother, I don't even like that. Because what are you implying?
That's right.
You're implying that they can take care of what you can't?
Yeah, you can.
No, and they are taking care of it. And we've talked about that 1,000 times. But case in point, we need to get back to what the Constitution is and the founding documents are. A nation which does not remember what it was yesterday does not know what it is today, nor what it's trying to do. We are trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we came from or what we have been about. That's why you need to listen to Jake's or get hooked up with Jake on his Constitution course. If you did miss the first date, you can pick up on the second. We can start rolling from there. But it's vital, friends. Again, I said right before and after the break that the Constitution teaches you how to save your country. Fear teaches you how to save your butts. Let's do it this way. Let's save our country first, and then our butts will come with it. But let me give you the second half of this next quote. Yeah. America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify the devotion to the tenets of righteousness which are derived from the revelations of Holy Scripture. That's the second part.
Well, woo!
I think it's great,
I mean,
too.
Come on. It's all based on the Bible.
Yeah.
Our first course talked about that. Where do you think they came up with these awesome concepts of liberty? Man does not come up with them.
Yeah.
Man comes up with oppressive measures, oppressive means, and power corrupts.
Yes. So if we do nothing, then we get the results. We sow to the wind, we reap the whirlwind, and the whirlwind is what we see today. And again, this is just scripture, friends. But what's interesting is if we don't want to respond to our responsibility, what we get is we live in a nation where doctors destroy health. We already see this. Lawyers destroy justice. We already see this. University destroys knowledge. We already see this. Governments destroy freedom. Of course, we already see this. The press destroys the information. Religion destroys morals, and our banks destroy the economy. Friends, answer the question, whose feet does this lie at?
That's right.
Whose responsibility? It can't be nobody else's but ours.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that we keep coming back to this, but I think it's so important because the bottom line here is, friends, we're out doing what we're doing because it can be done. And we want to exemplify and lead the way to show people that it can be done. And when people begin to see that it can be done, guess what happens? Mm-hmm. Contagion.
That's right.
It spreads just like fire, friends. And that's why we're continuously showing the American people their responsibility. Yeah. If you don't like that, then guess what? You're definitely listening to the wrong radio program. If you do like that, listen, we're going to win the day and we can do this.
You know, I think a practical...
And we are winning the day.
That's right. A practical example of that is when our country was established and we received liberty, the first thing our country did, it didn't send its armies to other nations to try to correct their government problems and to do away with terrorism. It sent missionaries.
That's pride is what that is.
It is pride. And they sent missionaries all throughout the world. Missionaries to start hospitals. Missionaries to start homeless shelters. Missionaries to go out and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why? Because they knew that was the source. Just as Woodrow Wilson said, this is laid on the premise of the Bible and the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what gives us light, and it is contagious. We set the world ablaze not because of our military, not because of our wealth, not because of our genius. It's because of the light of Christ that we shed to the world.
And that's who it's all to be attributed to.
Amen.
Right. Back to him. Again, what happens to the church when they forsake their God?
Yeah, that's right.
The chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost. We see that already. Yeah. Christianity without Christ. We see that already. Forgiveness without repentance. We see that already. Salvation without regeneration. We see that already. Politics without God. We see that already. Heaven without hell. We see that already. So whose feet does it lie at?
That's right.
Ours.
Yep.
We have to right the wrongs.
Right. It's our responsibility. Go right back to the first commandment. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. So when you have religion somehow without repentance and you have government without God, what are you eliminating? Your first duty, the first commandment, your responsibility to your Creator. The Declaration of Independence says we're all created equal. Well, by whom? That means our responsibility lies to our Creator.
Yeah.
And our Creator never came as a taskmaster or a ruler. He sent His Son to die for the sins of the earth.
Amen.
So proving
let's take that back to Pharaoh and Moses.
Yeah.
He delivered them, right?
Yes, He did.
Okay, in the process, what was the first thing He did? He took the blood of the Paschal Lamb, the innocent lamb, mm-hmm. symbolic of who?
Yep,
Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. And it's interesting, blood was the price paid for the redemption of mankind, but the first thing God did was chain them to the Ten Commandments to understand where freedom is confined.
That's right.
And that's within the laws that God has given us.
That's exactly right.
And they're
right.
always for our spiritual good, friends.
And those walls can't be penetrated down. See, we have laws. We're an empire of laws. We're a republic.
Yeah.
Not based on our opinion or the democracy.
Let's go to the conversation we had with this individual this morning. I spoke at a tea party in Michigan not too long ago, and he said, man, Bradley, you know, you say it like it is, and you really rocked the boat. Funny he would say that, because that's our intro into the Sons of Liberty. And I kind of chuckled a little bit. He goes, but when you said, how many of you Christians in this room know the Ten Commandments? Just tell me three of the Ten Commandments. He said, you really rocked the boat. I told him, I said, well, listen, God never sends a man that doesn't first trouble consciences. Listen to what Charles Spurgeon said. He said, avoid a sugar gospel as you would shun sugar of lead. He said, seek the good news, which is only preached to dead men, by the way. Seek the gospel, which rips up and tears and cuts and wounds and hacks and even kills. Now, is that the gospel you heard today, friends? No. For that is the gospel that makes alive again. We're witnesses of the resurrection, not of the carnal fallen state. Charles goes on, let it enter into your inmost beings as the rain soaks into the ground. So pray the Lord to let His gospel soak into your soul. Again, the Prince of Preachers, Charles H. Spurgeon.
Amen. It is so important to get that message spoken that way to this entire nation. Had a conversation with a student this morning. Students are calling us, folks. Wants to stand for a school, wants to stand for those rights.
Can I revert back to something here? Do you want a veteran running your country?
Yes.
In your government?
Most
or
definitely.
Do you want a politician?
I want it just like the Declaration of Independence, who swore his life, his liberty.
That's right. So a veteran knows the price of the freedoms, right?
That's right.
Those that don't understand the price paid for their freedoms, they talk much of war when they don't understand war.
That's right.
That's all Spurgeon's doing in the spirituals, teaching you spiritual warfare and the gospel to seek. Mm-hmm. And so will the veterans. Folks, we need veterans leading up. We need veterans that are representatives.
That's
we don't need these people that come in from out of this country and begin to dictate who we are. I don't like it, and I'm not going to settle for it. We have rights, and as long as you know that you have rights, you're not asking for permission, friends.
It shows they're there for their own benefit, not for the benefit of the people. We are a nonprofit organization. We just talked about the Constitution and the Declaration for this whole hour, folks. We teach this. We have a 12-week course. If you become a son or daughter of Liberty today, we give you 50% off of that Constitution course. You can get started now. We'll catch up in the first segment. 50%
pretty
off.
Nice guy, Jake.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This offer is a standing offer and has been there. When you become a partner with the Sons of Liberty, we want to partner with you. This is about engaging you into your culture and engaging the tools that the Lord has given to us into culture. Again, right on the homepage, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You have the click to become a son or daughter of Liberty on the right side. If you want to become a donor and you give donations, you tithe, things like that, folks, we will take that. We will sow that seed into this generation and bear fruit to your account. You've seen us do it time and time again. We do it every day on the radio. That's to your account, folks. That's your fruit. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com on the left side, support our cause for justice. That's what this nation is lacking. That's what we've been talking about
answers.
That's right. This whole radio. Folks, let's bring answers to the world. We need your help to do that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Support our cause for justice or become a son or daughter of Liberty today and get 50% off this constitutional course.
Let's be a little analytical here for the last couple minutes that we have. The Constitution teaches you how to save your country. Fear teaches you how to save your butts.
Mm-hmm.
Let's save our country first, and then our butts will come through with it.
That's right.
I'm just trying to be a little analytical.
I think so. I think we need to.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe.
Bradley and Jake,
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. We will talk about God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Can you find it in Scripture? We'll pick it up tomorrow.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.